everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod's culture show.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
Sorry for the delay, and I hope we're not late here today. Actually, I don't think we are. That actually refers to something more cultural, a little less literal.
Yes, we're talking about like traveling in general, being on trains, looking for things that should be there. It's not on time. We're lost. We're traveling again.
The potential inconveniences or frustrations that arise in traveling in Italy. And actually, the focus of our show is not the negatives, but the positives. So here we are talking about some of the things that you might not have ever heard about or might not know too much about as far as travels in Italy. So we're kind of a rough guide, a little insider's guide to Italy, culturally.
Italian Pod rough guide to
and
Italy.
Geographically, yeah.
So, I don't think we can use rough guide because it's already another brand. Oh, they probably
we'll come
us.
Up with something else. Anyway, today we do have a great topic that I'm a big fan of because I've been a few times and I really have enjoyed myself there. This, Marco, can you guess, is an island off the Tuscan coast?
I know because we decided before coming in the studio.
You're no fun. You could at least pretend. So, what is it?
Isola d'Elba or Elba.
L'Isola d'Elba. So, the island of Elba. And so, not Elbo, Elba is an island about 10 kilometers off of the Tuscan coast, kind of near Livorno, or Leghorn, as it's unfortunately named in English.
Is it?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a bizarre little...
I would have known if I didn't listen to the tough guy, the Italian Pod tough guy.
Tough guy, even better. All right, so, this island is very famous because of its most famous temporary inhabitant. This man was neither an Elban, nor was he a permanent resident. His name was...
Napoleone.
That's right, Napoleon. So Bonaparte was actually exiled to Elba. Not a bad place. I wouldn't mind being exiled there myself. I don't know about you, but
you know,
a little bit of sun, a little bit of sea. Yeah, it could be boring, but
yeah, a couple
you know.
Of weeks.
So there is still a Napoleonic fort there. And actually, when you're going to Elba from the coast, you have to take a ferry, a boat over, and when you get in, you get into.
How long does it take?
From the coast? Not very long. It's only 10 kilometers.
Like from Livorno?
Most boats go from just across the coast.
Oh, okay.
So there's a port right across from the island. It's only 10 kilometers. You can see it. Mm-hmm. And you leave from that port. So I don't know about Leghorn. I think those trips are quite long.
Please, just call it Livorno. Leghorn really makes me feel sick.
But when you get in, you get into Portoferraio, which
Portoferraio, which the English name is Mountain Field. I don't know.
Just the port. And there are lots of little cities around that you can go to. And I'd just like to make a couple of recommendations because obviously being a very small island, there's not that much that you can do there. But there are big differences between the beaches.
Attenzione. It's always good to know from somebody who went there which beach is better than the other.
Exactly. Well, it depends on what you like, because I have certain preferences. I like stone, like pebble beaches.
Ah, do you?
Personally? Yeah,
Isn't
I do.
Isn't it like uncomfortable when you go in the water? Like,
I like a little bit of pain. No. So there's pebble beaches, there's sand beaches, and there are stone beaches, right? And so I would just like to give you a little bit of Italian here. Now, this is an Italian lesson, but just so you know, sabbia fine would be fine sand. That's the kind of beach. And there's two nice beaches. One is Procchio, and the other is Bidola.
E Procchio e Bidola. They both have sabbia un po' fine. La sabbia... Bianca.
No, well, you know, yellowish white.
Okay.
And there's also some stone, white stone beaches like Acqua Viva, which is where we went.
Acqua Viva, con le pietre.
Mm-hmm. And the third is Ghiaia Bianca. Those are the smaller pebbles.
I hate that.
They get stuck between your toes. I love it. So Capo Bianco. So the white cap, the white top is the way to go.
Okay, can I pebbles. Just say that if you like the pebbles or this Ghiaia Bianca, this kind of beach, but at the same time you're not comfortable, I would advise you to buy that plastic sandals that they all sell in Italy. You have it in the US too, I hope.
What plastic sandals?
Come on, you know the one that like they are transparent and they're like
the jellies. They're called jellies.
Yeah,
they look like jelly.
Okay, I like this.
Well, you have to deck yourself out in beach gear if you're going to go to the island of Elba. But I do have another recommendation because Elba has a long history, right? So there are villages all over the island. And most of the villages, because there's kind of mountainous areas in the middle, have coastal counterparts. So you have mountain villages and coastal villages, and they correspond, right? Because in the old days, you'd have people coming to attack the island. It's kind of like the coast in Liguria and in Tuscany. You have people coming to attack the island, so people in the elevated villages would have to warn the people on the coast. So they'd have these big bell towers, and they'd warn them, and they'd light fires and all that. So my recommendation is to check out some of those higher-up villages, because there's a lot to see and kind of historical centers and stuff like that.
So where do I stay, apart from the beach, if I want to spend, like, the night there?
Well, my favorite thing to do, I think it's best because it takes a little bit of time to get there, is to stay for a couple nights and to rent an apartment or, like, a room in a house, because there are all these vacation homes everywhere, right? That most of them close down at the end of the tourist season. But you can rent a house where you have, like, the bottom floor. You have a couple bedrooms, very simple. Outside there'll be a table. Just cook for yourself, hang out, go to the beach. It's nice just read and relax. And I even like staying up in the hills more because you can kind of get away from the whole beach scene. And then when you want, go down for a swim. So nice. My recommendation is to check out some of those apartments and rooms to rent because that's definitely the
or
way
for,
to go.
Adventurers, for the more adventurous of you out there, I think you can go camping.
That's right. That's right. There's some camping grounds.
It's a very good alternative if you like it. I personally like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
sleeping out under the stars with 14 varieties of local rosemary.
And 60 degrees of heat when you wake up.
Yeah. Well, I think it's definitely a nice place to visit because there's quite a breeze. It's an island. It never gets so hot that it's uncomfortable, and it's nice sleeping weather, I think.
Okay, last thing. Shall we give an advice about some places or something to eat?
Definitely things to eat. Seafood, of course, because you're on an island, right? But there are very special kinds of honey, miele, that they cultivate on the island. So honey is kind of famous. Chestnuts as well.
The famous Elba honey.
And there is a very special kind of wine. You'll see that there are vineyards on the island. That wine is a sweet wine called Aleatico. Aleatico.
I don't know.
So try out the wines, try out the honey, try out the rosemary, and don't forget the seafood. Be adventurous if you don't like seafood, please.
And send us a postcard at italianpod.com.
Or don't. Or send I'll be us, so jealous.
Send us an electronic postcard at italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
Right. And if you've been to Elba or you aspire to go, please post on this page for the Ci scusiamo per il ritardo at italianpod.com. We'd like to know of your experiences or of your plans to travel. And if you have any suggestions for this show, things you want to hear about, places you want to go, please do write to us, italianpod@praxislanguage.com, because we'd love to hear what you have to say. So, happy travels. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.